Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague's handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Here's the news in 60 seconds, yumadailynews.com. Some alarming accusations have come up from a courtroom in Yuma County. A woman says a stranger broke into her home and sexually assaulted her. More on this at yumadailynews.com. Yuma's Most Wanted is now up on the website. Find out this week's lineup of suspects that authorities wanted to see behind bars. The rap sheets have been included. Take a look, yumadailynews.com. And it will go down in history as the most shocking moment ever at the Oscars. Things got pretty heated between Will Smith and Chris Rock after Rock made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith's bald head. Her husband, Will Smith, got on stage and slapped Rock and yelled at him to keep his wife's name out of his mouth. Afterward, Smith won the Oscar for Best Actor. Jada Pinkett Smith has been open about her alopecia condition since 2018. Police say Rock declined to file a police report. Send your ideas for local news stories to Newsroom at yumadailynews.com. That's the latest. I'm Andrew Caravella.
Every year, Arizonans lose millions of dollars in gift card scams. If you're being harassed or threatened to use a prepaid gift card as a form of payment, don't do it. It's probably a scam. Instead, hang up and report the incident to the Arizona Attorney General's office.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson. Hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Life, Death, and Law. I'm attorney Adam Hanson, and I'm in the studio, the Lone Ranger, with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark, pushing buttons and
good morning. You didn't bring in any help, you know.
No, support. No help today.
No support group.
Yeah, it's spring break, so I'm on my own.
I like spring break.
Yeah, it is a great morning if you've been out. Super blustery and it's a little overcast. Yeah. What I'm happy about is that the temperature is not what it was at the end of the week last week, and that brings me joy in my life for another day of joy.
I like that.
Yeah. My family went to the lake on Saturday afternoon, and it was a little frigid, but it was good. It's better than the ocean water. I'm in San Diego as far as temperature, so you can bear it a little bit more. Yeah. I hope that the weather does not keep up like this, though, as we get into fair week. Tomorrow starts
it's gonna be warmer.
The fair. I drove by on the way this morning in from the foothills. I drove by the fairgrounds, and everything's set up, ready to go, and tomorrow's the official opening of the fair, Yuma County Fair. It's been
it's going to be mid-80s all week.
That's not bad for fair week.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
That's really good, actually. And so hopefully you can get out and support the fair and support those that are doing 4-H and things like that. And
yeah, that's always a lot of fun.
Super fun.
And going through where the 4-H are to see those kids and the way they take great pride in what they've done. They've taken care of those animals and they're ready to show them. I mean, it's just a You know, we got such a great community, the farm and agriculture community taking care of that. That's just...
And these kids, I mean, they put so much into it, and it's so fun to see in these auctions that that they get compensated for that, for the hard work that they do. And they put in long hours, especially during fair week, where they've got to be there so long during the day, keeping track of their animals.
Nothing they'd rather do.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good experience for them. Yeah. And my kids love going to see the animals and riding the rides and things like that. So if you can make it out this week, go to the fair and support our community.
I'm going to be there. Good. With the little girl sleeping out in the hallway.
Yeah, I almost, I don't know if I was in New York subway or what.
I put a lot of blockage. That's right. Did you see the guy with a tent? Had a tent on the subway? Did you see that? He's camping on the actual subway car, not in the building, but in the rail car.
Hey, why not, man? New York is expensive. I get it.
It's a weird place.
I get
it. Weird place.
Last weekend, we went over to Hollywood. And if you're listening to this and you've never been to Hollywood, let me tell you, it is not what you would think it is.
Glamour, I mean, glitz?
No, far from it.
What?
Yeah, I mean, especially in California where you've got homeless people running rampant. So most of the Hollywood Boulevard is full of tents and transients and things like that, and just weird people.
And don't wear a nice watch. Don't take a cell phone. Don't do that. And the police have warned. I don't know. Was that California? I think it was California. It was New York. You know, kind of like if you're a victim, it's your fault because you had stuff worth stealing.
And then, and they don't even prosecute petty crimes there. And so, I mean, I think they have up to $5,000 where they won't even send the police.
It's $1,000.
Is it $1,000?
For shoplifting.
Yeah.
You can shoplift $1,000. That's a lot.
That's a lot. I can grab a lot for $1,000.
Yeah, and you could do it every day.
Yeah, there used to be a show where you went into a store and you had a certain amount of time and you just fill your cart with as much as you wanted. And and that was a game show. Well, now,
I remember that.
Congratulations. It's in California every day. You can just go do these things and you don't even get prosecuted. So that's fun. Getting back to my story of Hollywood, we went and saw Hamilton. It's been traveling around, and I've often talked about this in the last couple months, 2-3 months. My family, my little ones have really been into Hamilton, the Broadway musical, and we saw it touring around. We were hoping to pick it up in Phoenix, but it had already gone through Phoenix, and so the closest was over in L.A. in Hollywood, and my brother lives over there, not too far from there. And so we got tickets to that, and we didn't take the kids, even though they love it, because, you know, I'm too cheap. But I did ask my brother if he wanted to go, and I'm asking him. I said, hey, we're going to Hamilton. Just wanted to give it, you know, you're over there. We're probably going to stay at your house. So I thought it'd be courteous of me to ask if you want to go with us, you know, that kind of thing. And he's like, Hamilton? And I said, yeah. He said, well, don't they like sing the whole time? I said, yeah, it's a musical. And he's like, I don't know, you know. I'm like, come on. It's pretty good.
Did he go?
He went and he loved it. He loved it. And I think at the very end of it, I think I saw tears in his eyes, but
no.
I don't know. I don't know if I saw it. I couldn't tell with the mask on and everything. I couldn't tell. So
you had to wear a mask?
They did. Yeah, inside. I had to show a vaccination card.
Good Lord.
Mine's 2 years old now, but it gets me into anything I want. So
I wouldn't go.
Like it actually matters. That's tongue in cheek. I got my vaccination March of 2022? So it was last year, I believe.
It's supposed to be forever anyway, right?
What's that?
Doesn't matter if it's 2 years old. It's supposed to be forever.
I don't know. I don't know what the standards are. It's whatever they want them to be, I suppose.
I don't think they know.
But they don't look at the date. They don't really care as long as you have a card. So I've contemplated, you know, if they do give me grief, I'm just going to write out my own, like a doctor's note. That I got really good at that in school. In high school, I used to write notes all the time for my parents. Sign them, you know, get me out of stuff.
I signed my mother's name better than she did.
Yeah. I practiced my dad's name a lot, and I got really good at it.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing, you know, you just write some dates down. Yeah, I got vaccinated. Sure, whatever. Who's checking? Nobody's checking.
No.
As long as it has my name on there and it has...
But if they do check, like in Hawaii... You know, they had some TSA agents that were checking, like, real stuff. And if they catch you, they throw the book at you, man. It's like falsifying federal documents and all kinds of stuff, you know. They really nail you because they're serious about wanting to give everybody the jab.
Hawaii tends to be like that. My wife was reading me an article last week, an open letter, and maybe you read this on his show. I didn't hear about it, but it was an open letter from, I believe it was 6 or 7 CEOs of the airlines, and it was an open letter to Biden.
I did read that.
Yeah, and basically pleading with him, get rid of these things.
But they're not following the science anymore, buddy. The science is gone. Nobody says science anymore except as a joke.
Yeah. That brings me to my next point. So right now we're in the Senate confirmation hearings for the next Supreme Court justice. And she was asked last week by, who was it? Senator Blackburn, I believe, from...
about the definition of a woman.
Yeah, about the definition of a woman. And it was crickets. This was a black female. Well, I don't know. Well, she couldn't define what a female was.
That was her criteria.
That was Biden's criteria. He said going in, you know, if I win, I want a black woman to be the next justice.
And she can't explain what one is. Isn't that amazing? And yet she's supposed to be one.
Ironically, Biden was the one that he opposed a black female nomination back in the Bush administration for Supreme Court. But now it's, you know, it's all the rage. So that's interesting.
It's all the rage.
It's all the rage.
That's funny.
They get a minority in there.
That's terrible. I mean, hopefully someday we do get back to character and qualifications.
Yeah. Yeah. Meritocracy would be nice.
Yeah.
For a vice president, for a president, those would be good things.
And she may be qualified. I don't know, but she'll always have that cloud of you got the job because.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really sad.
Yeah. It's sad for her. It's not fair to her.
I think we have already seen this in Kamala Harris. I mean, Biden had a criteria he was searching for. It wasn't meritocracy. It was, I want a black woman running with me. Here's one. She lost.
There had to be a different one. Come on. That was a terrible choice.
It was a
horrible choice. She has been terrible.
Yeah, I feel really bad for her. It's embarrassing, really. And it's embarrassing to women. I got to go to a break. I got to cool off here.
All right,
Russ.
We'll be back.
This is Life, Death, and Law, 560 AM KBLU. We'll be right back.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with 4 locations to serve all of your tire needs.
We won't see a lot of rain with this cold front, but you'll definitely notice the drop in temperature. A shower or two today, that's it, 84. A few showers overnight, then tomorrow, sunny. Cooler still, 76 the high.
Real credit card questions require real people. Someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful, U.S.-based representatives. Available 24/7. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
It is again the end of another season at Arizona Marketplace, but you know what that means. Huge sale on many items now through April 10th. Looking for unique items? Arizona Marketplace is your place. It is safe, clean, even the bathrooms. There's shade, food vendors for the hungry, and RV storage. Don't forget, this season's last 2 dinner shows featuring Jack Jackson are on March 23rd and 30th. Arizona Marketplace, 3351 South Avenue 4E. Open Thursday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep, I want it to read, tough on aphids, easy on ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina and Scalus insecticide.
Sorry, it's gonna sting. So, Safina insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man. Be strong and gentle with Safina insecticide. Ooh, always read and follow label directions.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hanson, and I'm in the studio with one and only Mr. Russ Clark.
Good morning.
And right before the break, well, I guess it was before we started the show, Russ, he did not like the way I presented myself, and I could have swore he was going to slap me upside the face.
You would have felt it, though, unlike, you know, Chris Rock. Looks like he didn't even feel it.
That's tongue-in-cheek. You guys are probably waking up to the news of the Oscars because I know you didn't watch it. Nobody did.
No.
But interestingly enough, okay, so go back to my story last weekend. We went to Hamilton. It was playing in Pantages Theater, which is on Hollywood Boulevard. And so we had the wonderful privilege of driving into deep down L.A. and going to Hollywood Boulevard to see all the crazies out in full glory last weekend to get to Hamilton. And I always enjoy that. You know, it's fun to see people in their wild element out in the wild, you know?
Yeah.
So for people watchers,
right,
natural
habitat.
Hollywood Boulevard is the place to go. Just make sure you have a shank or something in your pocket. Having said that, we took a walk because we had a little bit of time before the show started, and we walked westbound on Hollywood Boulevard from Pantages Theater down to the Chinese Theater, which is a famous landmark for the red carpet opening of movies. So when we see big movies premieres coming out, they'll often have the premiere at the Chinese Theater, which is just down maybe four blocks from where we were going to go see Hamilton. And so we thought, hey, we got some time to blow. Let's walk down there. It takes about 15 minutes to walk down and... actually, it was cold, so I wanted to go to Ross. Ross was down the street, was going to pick up a little jacket, and we'll just go by Chinese Theater. And so we're walking down there, and the street's all closed off once we get close to the Chinese Theater, and they had huge letters out in the street where you couldn't walk. There was no traffic on Hollywood Boulevard because it was all barricaded off. And we asked the security people, hey, what's going on here? You know, is there a premiere going on? And they said, oh, no. It's the Oscars next week. Oh, that's right. In this made-up land that you live in that nobody cares about, you're going to self-congratulate yourself.
You really told him that?
No, I didn't say that. Good. He was a security guard. He didn't care.
You'd have been slapped.
No, he didn't care. Yeah. He's like, hey, man, I get paid to watch this letter O that spells out Oscar in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard or this giant Oscar statue, which I didn't see until after I asked him. I thought, oh, there you go. There's the Oscar. Anywho, so I was aware that the Oscars, that's the only reason. Had I not gone over there for Hamilton and been on Hollywood Boulevard, I would have had no clue that the Oscars were happening this weekend. And I quickly forgot, actually, until last night. We were sitting in bed, my wife and I, and we just got done saying, companionship prayers. We're getting ready for bed. And I remembered, I don't know why, I remembered, hey, tonight was the Oscars. Let's look for the highlights. So I Googled Oscar highlights, and the first thing that popped up was this moment between Will Smith and it looked to me.
Is that what we call it, a moment?
Yeah, it was a beautiful moment, I guess. No, it wasn't beautiful. It was embarrassing, I thought. But if you haven't seen it yet, just look it up on YouTube, and you'll see Will Smith in his full glory. So Chris Rock comes out to present one of the next winners for, I think, maybe Best Picture or something like that. I can't remember what the actual category was. And he's doing his thing. He's a comedian. So he was making fun of people and, you know, just razzing them. It's all good fun.
Mentioned his wife.
And then he made fun of Will. And then he said a line to Jada Pinkett Smith. And he made reference to G.I. Jane because she has a shorn head. Her head... I guess she has a disease that later comes out, of course, you know, so it's some reason
she's talked about openly. I mean, she lets people know that she has that disease, you know, and some.
Yeah.
Which is terrible. I mean, it's unfortunate, but.
Yeah. I watched the whole thing, you know, and I didn't think it was that bad. You know, I didn't think it was that bad. I'm not a person that, I grew up in a family, like we were talking about this last night at family dinner, where my son came in because he has a line across his face and he had a little bit of tears in his eyes. And we asked, well, what happened? Oh, well, I was running after my cousin and I ran into the tether ball and I kicked it up and it wrapped around my face and it clotheslined me and he flipped up upside down. And in my mind, I'm just seeing all this and I just started laughing because it was the funniest thing in my mind. Like, that would be hilarious to see. And he's just looking at me like, God. You're a horrible person. You're father, a horrible father.
Father of the year right there.
I said, listen, if you can't laugh at yourself, then, you know, that's going to be a horrible life. When I get hurt, I tend to laugh at myself because it was a dumb thing that I did usually that brought on that pain.
You want sympathy, ask mom.
Yeah. And so that maybe I'm a horrible person, okay, for that mentality. But when I like to make fun of myself, you know. I don't want to take myself too seriously, and that's just my personality. And I don't think we should take ourselves too seriously, or else you're gonna live a very stressful life.
That's exact, yeah.
And so when you come into a forum and you expect to be made fun of or razzed, you know, just take it with a grain of salt. I'm sure they talk to each other in this world that they live in, and they make fun of each other all the
time. He's a comedian. That's his job.
I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed for Will Smith in the sense that he thinks he's, I guess, what was funny is Chris Rock makes the joke, and if you watch, Will starts laughing. It's a funny joke. Like, she looks like G.I. Jane, you know? Yeah. She looks like Demi Moore in G.I. Jane.
Which means she's physically fit.
Yeah, that's actually a compliment. Like, you could take it as a compliment, but it was funny, you know. And it's not, I don't think, insensitive. I don't think it was, you know. No. I think it's what it is, it is.
And her disease is alopecia, and it's a term, I guess, baldness for women. And I didn't know they had such a thing, but I've got it. I'm the guy.
Yeah,
I think my hair follicles just died.
A lot of people do. Yeah. You know, I don't think that's the crux of the joke. It was more of like, you know, I don't think it was that. I thought it was funny. I mean, it was relevant. She looks like G.I. Jane. It was on point, and it wasn't too bad. And she's like, come on. Because then at that point, so Will's laughing. Jada, not so much. She is upset. And then it pans back to Chris Rock. He's like, come on. You know, it's just a G.I. Jane. It's just a joke, you know. And then at this point, it seems like Will's like, oh, I'm going to defend her honor. And he storms up there. And Chris, as you can tell, he's like, what's going on here? And I'm still when I'm watching this, I'm like, this is an act. You know, they're all actors. It's all fake. You know? Yeah, I don't know. It still could be. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm always one to think that maybe there are some other motives there and it's all a ruse.
Did you not watch the profane tirade afterwards?
Yeah, I did. And so that's what people will look to or they'll point to and they'll say, well, that's evidence that this was not scripted. Everything in Hollywood is scripted. We went to Jimmy Kimmel once, and it's all a show. Everything is a show. They don't come out there. If you think these people are coming out onto the stage with Jimmy Kimmel or with...
it's rehearsed.
Yeah, with Fallon, and they're just spitballing? No. They're not spitballing. They've already gone through it. This is not everything, because these actors have something that they want to portray, and they have to rehearse it. They don't go willy-nilly into anything. The same is with the Oscars. They have to sit through a walkthrough of the Oscars. And so
every second counts, and it's got to be timed. It's got to be right.
Yeah. I don't believe. I don't know. I'm conflicted.
It looked impromptu to me, but I don't know. There's a guy that trained to be Muhammad Ali for a movie.
And he couldn't put down Chris Rock. And I'm thinking, that was my first initial thought.
It wasn't close fist.
You asked about how my wife responded, and she responded like I did. Like, that was it? You know, I was embarrassed for Will. You had a full-on shot to take a guy that wasn't supposedly expecting it, and you didn't drop him?
And Chris Rock said, best TV ever.
If you want to say class act, I don't know if it rises to that level, but Chris did the best he could.
And many thought that, he was standing up for his lady and all that. But they really don't. Look, they live in an open marriage. Did you know that? They have boyfriends, and she has boyfriends, he has girlfriends.
I later read that, yeah.
And so it's like, really? You know, you're now claiming old-fashioned values?
Yeah, it's an interesting concept. And then when he does his acceptance speech, he ends up winning Best Actor or something
Now, according to the Serena rules, Williams. Though, he's supposed to give back the Oscar and be banned from future Oscars. But
why? Because he struck a person?
Violence.
Ah, yeah. Yeah,
but I bet they don't.
No, and that was interesting. So everybody sits there and claps, you know, in the audience, and it was obvious to them. Again, this might all be an act. I don't know what publicity Will Smith needs right now, but that's what I'm going to.
He wouldn't have apologized.
He didn't apologize. I mean,
he apologized to the Oscars. I hope not
he didn't apologize. He said, "I hope they let me back next year," but he never said.
He did say that at the end. No, he apologized. Then he said, "I hope they let me back."
I didn't take that as an apology. I mean, if you read his words, it's like, yeah. You know, what he blamed it on was, I was just in this role, and sometimes I get into character, you know, and this was a very protective person that I played, and you slip back into character sometimes. That's not an apology.
That's what apology I say all the time, too.
Yeah.
I slipped out of character.
Excuse me. Yeah, I play this character in my mind, and sometimes I go in and out of it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a good person, sometimes a bad person.
Sounds like
my
therapy.
First thought was, Chris, man, you just hit the jackpot, because that is a criminal offense. That's straight
up. It is
that
criminal.
Is assault. And in front of millions of worldwide viewers, is an assault.
I bet Chris doesn't press it.
I don't know why he wouldn't, though. I just don't know why.
And I bet the Oscars, I said this morning, it's black on black crime. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Now, had it been a police officer that went up and did that.
That's absolutely horrible. Huh?
If a police officer ran up and did that, I mean, they would have, you know, prosecuted the police officer immediately.
I'm interested to see what Chris does. I mean, he was kind of silent about everything. I don't know. You know, I think that... What was interesting to me was, I want to see, well, what is the social response to this as kind of like a social experiment? Are we in a society now that condones that? Look, because those that sat in audience, you know, moments later after Will actually wins something, you know, and he's crying, they give him a standing ovation. He's crying.
Now he's a victim.
Yeah, he's a victim. And it's like, wait a second. And you just like brutally assaulted a person and you're clapping for him. I don't understand. It's a conflict.
You know, during the Oscars, they honored Sidney Poitier, who was the first black actor to receive an Oscar, which was wonderful. This is the first time a black person has been the producer of the Oscars. You had a black MC, and it was a black Will Smith. I mean, it was all black characters, and there was violence. It's not good. It's not a good showing.
Yeah. I'm not going to read too much into it. I think, like I said, La La Land... is just La La Land.
But I think that's why it's going to be ignored. It's going to be ignored, unfortunately. I think it should be not ignored. It should follow the rules, whatever the rules are.
What's interesting is this is in complete contrast to what I had talked to these youth in church that morning. Mm-hmm. Yesterday morning in church, we had a lesson when we're talking about the Israelites, Moses asking Pharaoh permission to leave Egypt, and Pharaoh's like, nah.
Nah,
I like the free workforce, you know? It's kind of doing good for me. You guys are building a lot of stuff. No, you're not going anywhere. And Moses is saying, yeah, well, you know, God says we need to go, or the wrath is coming, and, you know the whole story. And
sure.
And so what we talked about with the youth was that, how does the world perceive prestige? What does the world tell you who you are, right? What are your values according to the world? And we saw it on full display last night. You know, the world will say, well, if you're rich, then you're important. If you have a lot of likes on social media or a lot of traffic on your YouTube channel, then you are important. And if you go up and you slap a person and assault a person rather than talk to that person in a dignified way, then you are important or you're powerful, which is a complete contrast to what God actually teaches us.
Completely. And I think some of it has to be millionaires on millionaires that they don't follow the rules.
We got to go to break. This is Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM KBLU. We'll be right back.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
They won't listen. Governor Jan Brewer warned Obama and the Democrats about the invasion at our border, but they won't listen. Despite the drugs and the crime and the trafficking flooding into our communities, Biden, Harris, and Democrats in Washington did nothing. Karen Taylor Robeson will end this madness.
I'm Karen Taylor Robeson. I have a tough 6-point plan to finally secure our border. As governor, I'll surge National Guard troops to the border, equip the Border Strike Force with the latest technology, and finish the wall.
Jan Brewer famously went toe-to-toe with Barack Obama on the immigration crisis. Now, Governor Brewer calls Karen's border security plan comprehensive, effective, and most importantly, achievable. Read Karen's detailed plan at KarenForArizona.com.
I will fight back, secure the border, and finish the wall.
Karen Taylor Robeson, for governor. Paid for by Karen for Arizona. Authorized by Karen Taylor Robeson.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Every year, Arizonans lose millions of dollars in gift card scams. If you're being harassed or threatened to use a prepaid gift card as a form of payment, don't do it. It's probably a scam. Instead, hang up and report the incident to the Arizona Attorney General's office.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best six.
Welcome back. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and Law. I'm attorney Adam Hanson. I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark.
Good morning.
We just got talking about the Oscar buzz last night that nobody watched, but now you see it in the press. Over the break, Russ and I were talking, you know, what Will Smith did to Chris Rock, is that truly the mark of a man, you know, defending his woman's honor? You walk up to a man, to another guy, without any forewarning, and you try to drop the guy. You know, is that a mark of a man to defend the? Is that how you defend the honor of your wife? I would argue that no. You know, I think I don't know what the motivation necessarily was. Like I told Russ during the break, I think it's Hollywood. I think everything is probably rehearsed. But I don't know what the motivation would be necessarily, but I don't know. I don't know if it's real or not. And I honestly, who cares? But what I don't want is my kids to see the act of Will Smith as some sort of courageous act. And as Russ and I were talking during the break, he said, well, you know, how do you settle it as men? You know, good old fashioned way, you know? And I said, yeah, like with guns, like in a duel, right?
Yeah.
You challenge him to a duel, good old fashioned duel, Aaron Burr.
They don't do that anymore.
Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah.
But that's how things got done. One survives. No, I was reading some tweets, you know, I was trying to get a buzz or a pulse on, was this socially acceptable in our society, in the society that we currently live in? And it was really, I was conflicted because it's really almost 50-50. You've got those coming to support Will Smith and what he did, sure, and saying, you know, oh my gosh, this is so chivalrous. Can't even say the word. You know, he's sticking up for his woman and things like that. But if they actually did the research, they're in an open, whatever that is, you know, open relationship. So they don't even have commitment to each other. So I don't understand how a joke falling like that would, you know, really upset Will when he probably has feelings for other people, given his public statements. That
yeah, it's a relationship
really
I don't understand. But he became a very traditionalist when he came up and said, I'm going to smack you for talking bad about my wife.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that's traditional. I mean, I wouldn't do... It's a comedian.
Old school.
It's a comedian. And Chris almost, after he said it, he's like, come on, you know, it's a joke. He was basically apologizing. Don't take it too seriously. It's a joke. You know, it's not a big deal. But they, I think in this world, like I mentioned before, they're in their own world. They are in their own world.
Oh, yeah.
And to them... They can't be. How dare you get made fun of, you know? And how dare you tell me that I'm a human and that I'm somehow equal to all you lesser people. And that manifests itself last night. Will is too big for that. He's too big for the law, and he can openly assault a person in front of millions of viewers.
And that's about power and
without
money.
Without prosecution.
Power, money, fame, he's not going to take it. But Don Rickles made a career out of insulting celebrities.
Most comedians do.
And he didn't get slapped, to my knowledge. I never saw it.
I've always got the impression that comedians are kind of like the lower end of that world. And I think they are looked upon like that. Unless you like Jerry Seinfeld, he's up there, you know. He's got I just feel like actors don't give the respect to comedians in that world as much. It's almost as if like we're up here and you guys are like part of us, but you're way down here.
Except for Bill Cosby. Because he was clean. Except when he raped women.
Yeah. But like a Chris Rock, I think the argument would be made, well, he's not truly an actor. He's a comedian, you know, he's these gestures that come in and he's not up here with us. He doesn't really respect the work we do or understand it because he's not as good as we are. And I've always had the, whether this is right or wrong, but I've always had the impression that Hollywood looks to the comedians as a kind of a lower tier. And you can almost see that manifest in the comedians. Like last night, Chris Rock has no problem going after an actor,
right.
A universal star in Will Smith, because I think they get sick of being trampled on or looked at as less than, and they have nothing to lose. And so they'll make these jokes towards huge megastars without retribution because they, first of all, it's comedy. You know, they're just bringing levity to the situation. That's their job. But secondly, they also, I don't think they don't live in the same world as these huge megastar actors. And that's just a theory that I have. I don't know if it's true or correct. But honestly, it really doesn't matter in everyday life until my son or my daughter's watching these YouTube clips and getting the idea, oh, well, that's how we do things. Now it's a problem because I don't want my son or my daughter to think, well, that's how you do things in real life. Because in real life, I would expect for... two individuals to talk it out, go to dinner, and let's resolve our differences. You know, you break bread together. That's a good,
especially
good
since
way
they're
going to
see each other again at other events. You know, they run in the same circles, I would assume.
And no person is bigger than another person. In my family, I want them to understand that we're all humans. We're all brothers and sisters, if you will, of a loving God, and so we should treat each other with respect. And see each other as that, no matter how much you disagree with that individual, whether it's a presidential nominee or it's a Supreme Court nominee or it's your neighbor across the street. I have got a kid in my office that he recently bought his first house. So excited for him. And so he started flying a particular political flag and the neighbor came over and asked him to take it down. And he said, well, why is it against HOA rules? No, I don't like it. It offends me. And he said, well, but can't I fly any flag I want? You can fly a flag, if whatever flag you want. It won't, you know, it doesn't bother me. It's your property. It's your land. Go ahead and do that. But this individual, the neighbor was not having it, you know.
Wow.
And so,
that's unusual.
So he ultimately goes to the HOA meeting and he brings it up and he says, hey, I just want to make sure that I'm not doing something wrong here. And he brings it up in front of the whole group, you know, as an item on the agenda. And he says, I'm flying this flag and my neighbor's really upset. And I want to make sure that I'm not upsetting anybody else, you know, that if it's really that offensive, then I'll take it down. And they said, well, what does it say? And he tells them what it says on the flag. And they all start laughing. And they said, no, it's fine. You know, like, that's not offensive.
What was it, like a hate Irish or something?
No, it's a Let's Go Brandon.
Brandon, okay.
Yeah, and they said, yeah, there's a guy down the street that flies the full-on F-word Brandon, or Biden, you know, like, so.
That's a problem.
Yeah, and that guy does fine, you know, nobody's complaining about him. So it's just interesting how people can have differences and not understand or have the maturity enough to resolve those differences with another person.
Yeah.
We don't have to agree on everything, but man, we can be civil. We can sit down and talk and eat dinner together, right? Good old fashioned breaking bread.
I'm with you. I hope so.
Yeah. And so
I wish we could.
I would hope that's what my kids understand. That's how you resolve differences, not walking up to a person and blindsiding them, because that's, number one, illegal. That's assault and battery. And number two, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing for that person.
But he had some positive tweets out there. Ayanna Pressley, you know, she's the Democrat out of representative out of Massachusetts. She tweeted out, "Thank you, Will Smith. Shout out to all husbands who defend their wives living with alopecia in the face of daily ignorance and insults. Women with baldness are for real men only. Boys need not apply." Mm-hmm. She deleted it afterwards, because I'm sure she crossed a lot of barriers for progressives on real women, you know, real men. You know, she probably got into trouble on that, so she deleted it all afterwards.
Oops.
Yeah.
It's not like Jada can't. I mean, yeah, view it however you want. If you want to say it's a horrible disease, the fact of the matter is, it is what it is. She has this problem. She can't grow hair like a normal, let's say a normal, you know, like quotations woman with as long as she wants. Okay, there's things that she can do. If she really wants to do that, there are fantastic ways to do that. There are remedies.
She doesn't want to do that. She's very open about it. She's talked about it. So she doesn't hide it.
Right. So if you're not going to hide it, then why would you be so offended when somebody brings it up in a joke?
Yeah.
That's what makes me think it's a whole complete ruse. And if your marriage is not truly a marriage is between a man and a woman, you know, well, I mean, used to be, between a man, one man, one woman, and you're not bringing other people into that marriage in an open relationship, you know, everything is just weird. It's just weird. Don't try and tell me that you're offended when you don't even live your moral standards that you're trying to, you know, put out there. Right. It's a huge conflict.
You got to take a break, buddy.
This is Life, Death, and Law, 560 AM KBLU. We'll be right back.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
The 70th annual Yuma County Fair is coming March 29th through April 3rd. The biggest fair yet, featuring floral design, clothing, textiles, needle art, fun carnival rides and games, food, musical acts, and more. Opening day Tuesday the 29th, gates open at 3 p.m. with only a $2 admission. Don't miss Demo Derby on Wednesday. Fair tickets are $7 for 12 and up, $5 for 6 to 11, and 5 and under are free. Wednesday through Friday, gates open at noon, Saturday at 10, and Sunday is noon. Visit YumaFair.com for details.
Hey guys, there is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hanson. I'm in the studio today with the one and only Russ Clark. And over the break, we were talking about my experiences with Scientology. And that might sound weird to you, especially coming in from the last break, because we were just talking about Will Smith. And I mentioned, well, yeah, I wonder if they advocate for that in his religion, Scientology. And Russ had asked a question. He said, and my wife said the same thing. She said, I didn't know he was in Scientology. I said, oh yeah, I'm pretty sure for like decades. He and Tom Cruise and, you know, there's a group of them that have been in that. And
John Travolta, wasn't he?
John Travolta, yeah. And I think John Travolta was on the stage when he won Best Actor, he being Will. I think I saw him embracing him or something like that. So, and I, like I was telling Russ during the break, I don't know. You know, I don't even know why I spend so much time on this today. It's other than the fact that I just want my kids to know that's not how we deal with things. And it's not, you're not a man if you come up and sucker punch another man, supposedly in the name of defending your wife. That's not how we do things in a civilized way. I mean, if you really want to do that, then you name a time and a place. Good old days, right?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I didn't like what you said.
Punch you out.
Let's do this. Okay. What time and where? That's what you do. And you give the other party the ability to actually be ready for a fight. That's a manly thing to do. That's what I would argue for. But it's not coming up there and sucker punching a guy. That's like a little baby. That's a little wussy in my book, you know?
I'm glad it didn't turn into a brawl.
Yeah. So you got 6'4 Will Smith, what, 250 after playing Muhammad Ali? And then you got Chris Rock, 5'10, maybe 180 pounds.
Yeah.
And he still didn't drop the guy.
He could have cleared benches, you know, like in a football game or something.
Yeah, it would have been awesome if Jason Momoa was up there. He was in the front row, Aquaman, you know, and he said it. Let's see Will and Jason Momoa go at it. Or let's see Will. I want to see Will sucker punch Dwayne Johnson. That would be fun.
Well, then I'd start watching the Oscars.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it was for, is the ratings, you know?
Yeah, that didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Ratings were terrible.
Yeah, it was horrible. And like always, because nobody cares. Ultimately,
yeah, they're all about
until
issues.
Until it comes into my household through the means of media and my kids see these things. And honestly, thank you. Thank you for bringing it into my home, because now I have the opportunity to point out this is how you don't do it. This is not how you conduct yourself in society.
So what was Picture of the Year?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Nobody cares.
Yeah, and it's not like it used to be.
It was so funny because at the very beginning, I watched the opening monologue. I didn't watch the Oscars. I Googled Oscar highlights, and I came up the very opening monologue was Amy Schumer.
Yeah,
is the comedian, and she's like, I want to congratulate you guys. Because during a pandemic, you were able to make these movies, and so everybody's on their feet
like
clapping
heroes,
and stuff.
Yeah,
it's heroic and stuff, and we're like, huh? I'm thinking, what? Who does this? Who comes in? Hey, you know what we ought to do? Let's all get together and talk about how cool we are and how great we are. Because nobody did in high school. Nobody gave us the fame that we deserved or the recognition we deserved. Now that we're on our own.
You think that's about?
Oh, it's totally about that. I mean, in high school, these kids... The drama kids? Are you kidding me? It's like, who are they? Nobody knows. It was all about the jocks and the academics and stuff. But the drama kids, they're over here on the fringe. And now they grow up and they get a little bit of popularity, and now they're and the power. Ones. And now they're the ones with supposed power, you know, yeah, you could influencing the world. It's like, what happened here?
You could slap a guy on TV and don't get tackled by security.
Yeah, and it's not against the law, I guess, yeah. in that particular auditorium. It's not criminal offense.
It's California.
Yeah, that's true. You can be charged with no petty crimes there in California. Yeah. The land of the free, I suppose. We don't do that. Don't go out slapping people today. People call it a slap. It looked like a punch to me. But don't go do that. You're better than that. And please don't give in to the Hollywood mentality that violence is the way that you deal with things. Obviously, you should break bread with that individual, resolve the issue, like the good old days. Yeah, that goes back. I mean, to Jewish times in Israel, where you would break bread with your enemy, and that's. Throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, that's what people did, is you break bread, even when they're your enemy, and you sit down and you resolve differences. Sometimes you resolve all, sometimes you don't. And I think our founding fathers were great examples of that. They did not agree. They never agreed. And to pretend that today, in our modern political system, it's gotten so bad that we're so polarized and things like that. Are you kidding me? Aaron Burr shot Hamilton. Like, there's a Broadway musical on that. That's how they resolve things. Hey, we're going to a duel. Lincoln, before they shot their guns, they sent in their seconds, then tried to resolve the issue.
Right.
And rarely did it go to the point of shooting guns. Well, even when it went to the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 turn and shoot, they would often put their hand in the air and shoot in the sky rather than shoot at the person.
Yeah.
And that was a show of honor. That this is stupid. We're not going to kill each other over this. Let's talk about it. And even in those days when they had knockdown, drag out fights, we were privileged enough to have men sit in a room with differing opinions and come up with a document that is the greatest document of governance in the history of the world and continues to be.
And that took some work. That's amazing they got that done.
I would say divine. And yeah. I think, there is no other word for it other than divine. There's no doubt that God had his hand in the laying our foundation as a nation. But I think, personally, I believe that if we start to get away from that and we start to forget our beginnings of our roots, our genesis in a godly nation, I believe we will cease to have the protections that have since been with us since our creation. And I think Americans know that, and I don't think I'm on the fringe with that. I think most people would believe that if we get back to our roots, that we would be better as a society. We'd be more free to live our lives and to help others in need.
We're the envy of the world, and we want to give that up. That's amazing.
We were the envy of the world. I think now we're the laughingstock, and that's unfortunate. I really do. I believe we are the laughingstock, especially with this last tour. We're running up against time, but if you've been paying attention to the news of Kamala Harris going over and doing her her tour in Europe, she was laughed at.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's obvious that she has no idea what's going on. She can't speak in front of people. Even with a teleprompter, and if she goes off cue, she says ridiculous things that don't make any sense, and she has no idea what's going on or what she's doing, and it's obvious, and it's embarrassing. It's really embarrassing. And then you've got Biden almost putting us in World War III with his comments of Putin needing to be removed.
Out of power, removed from power.
Yeah. And the White House having to come in, right away.
And then he went to Poland the day before and told our troops, you're going to go to Ukraine soon. You'll see for yourself.
He has no idea
what's
going on.
The White House had to come out and tell him, no, we're not.
Sorry, we've got a man with Alzheimer's in the office. He's just rambling. It's good old Joe. Sorry about that.
That's just Joe.
And Joe, in the meantime, Joe's like, look at this red button. Bang! There goes our nukes.
It's all
fun and games till the nukes come out.
I don't think he puts fear in anybody. I don't think.
No, he doesn't. So I get most of my news from Sky News and from other international sources because I want to see. I'm trying to get out of this bubble of the United States filtering, of our news.
And it is.
And so I'll go to Australia. I'll read news there, and I'll read news from Spain.
A lot of BBC stuff too. I like.
Yeah, BBC's like, pretty good. Sky News, but other sources in Spain, I can tell when they've been fed information from like the AP or from our news sources in the United States. Mm-hmm. Some of these newspapers that I'll read from Spain, but then you'll get some fringes that are true Spaniards that are actually writing their opinion. And it's not with the lens of a U.S. Editorial or editor. And so now the truth comes out, or the way that they view the United States and things like that. So I was reading that this morning, you know, how do they view the Will Smith thing? How do they view Biden and Kamala?
Oh, I didn't even look for that.
And yeah, it's embarrassing. It's really embarrassing. We got to go. Do good out there. Don't slap people. And do the best you can to love.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner & Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.